If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive moments. Breadwinners, what do you do to take care of yourself? And do you ever feel guilty doing so? And we've got a couple of breadwinners here in the studio. As you know, that it takes a lot to carry the financial weight of your family on your shoulders, whether it's you working to help your parental family or the family you are leading, knowing that the needs of others rest on your ability to provide can weigh heavy. So, yeah, I know. So I come from, what do you want? Oh, you want to play a voice note? Okay. Is it Khomotso's voice?
No.
Oh, okay.
Breadwinners. May God bless you.
Oh, yes.
Ooh, may God exalt you in ways that you cannot understand.
Amen.
May God see you first because you decide to prioritize others over yourself. May God always fill your pockets so that you never ever run dry. That building project that you're working on at home, lesa school fees kabanbani ospatalayo le uniform yakabanbani oyithengayo, may God always ensure that he exalts you in ways that you do not understand. But you must delay it though. First delay is not like anything when I swear to get a whip of his manje. As I was Kuluman is number winner, we do what's in close that. Must delay. Remember to also take care of yourself. Remember to also take care of your own needs.
So if there's one thing that I detest, right, is to hear black people talking about black tax.
Yeah.
You know, as a people, as black people, our circumstances are totally different from other people. You know, where we come from, our families, careers for black people were always limited. You are not allowed to do certain professions, etc., etc. And some of us come from really big families. Like I come from the seven of us. Chinaba
Nafadal. Sure.
Chinaba was not playing.
Sure.
Seven of us.
Chinaba.
Yeah, that's my dad. Chinaba Chinabela Zubuwe. The seven of us. And on top of that, you have nieces and nephews.
And nephews, yeah.
So I was fortunate enough that when I finished matric, there was no money for me to go to college or to varsity. So fortunately, a friend of mine, he was my teammate, Cleophas Makula.
Yeah.
He was like, hey man, I know you're not working. You've been looking for a job. There's a job there in Crisis. There's this company called Just Thought and Company.
Okay.
By Zaha Satan.
Oh.
Yeah, so they specialized in steel, supplying it to the mines.
Okay.
So I went to work there. My first job, you know how much I used to earn? 70 rand per week. So 70 rand per week, a majority of the money was spent on transport.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So after paying for transport, because I used the train anyway, I would be left with about maybe 40 rand.
Okay.
So I would give 30 rand to my mother. I'll keep 10 rand.
Sure.
You know, because I think the reason why I did it was because I knew the struggles of growing up having nothing, having no meals, going to bed, being hungry, not having shoes. My shoes is named Bobo with holes and stuff like that. So I became a breadwinner automatically, you know. But it's something that I really love doing. Like even if I met a woman, I would say to her, you must understand, I come from a family of the national team. My family comes first.
Yeah? And it's large.
Yeah. So yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah.
How do you take care of yourself?
No. So on weekends I would go to Wimpy.
Mm-hmm.
I would go to Carlton Center Wimpy to go and have a meal. So I remember one day when I was at Wimpy. A beautiful woman. She's sitting opposite me. What you give me? Hey man, ungathi ngiyakufanisa ufuna ukudla. Ungathi ngiyakufanisa. Athi awuvakashi lapha e Deep Kloof. I'm like, man, I'm from Pimville. Says, can I come sit with you? Ungathi, hell no.
Oh, what?
No.
Because you need to enjoy your...
Yeah, so I used, that's how I used to spoil myself. Go and have lunch at Wimpy and then go to the movies.
Nice.
Yeah, and everything that I bought, and people don't understand it. If I wanted sneakers, bengizi lay buyer.
Yeah.
Lay way. Like for good 8 weeks, I would go and pay five rand until they were paid up. So that was me being a so-called breadwinner.
Ach, I think I'm with Klein. I don't detest taking care of anyone. If I'm on the side where I can take care of people, I would rather be on that side than be the one who's taken care of. Because I think that on its own comes with a lot of pressure. Even people that receive guys, they've got a lot of pressure because who wants to be there all the time? 100%. You know what I mean? So I'm very empathetic to people that cannot do it for themselves or need a bit of extra help.
How do you take care of yourself?
How do I take care of myself? I must not lie. If there's a person who fails at that, it's me.
What?
I fail at it. I hate shopping, so I can't say I go splurge. I hate shopping. I can't stand malls. I can't stand taking off my clothes and putting. Oh, I hate the art of shopping. So I'm really bad at it. And I think the best way to do it is just to unwind, lock my bedroom door, and nobody disturbs. That's the best way I can take care of myself.
I'm the rope, you mean?
Of course.
I'm the rope. I don't want to lie. I'm the rope. And I don't want to sit here and act like, and it's a friend of mine that told me that may his soul continue resting in peace. Ubusi Chiyane Lukel. Ubusi said to me, Moko do khola mbinj. Moket, maika tungena. Maika tungena la. Ham hambo yil. Angan. Buy yourself a nice plate of food. I'm taking lamb shank. I'm taking lamb shoulder.
Yeah.
That is falling off the bone.
Yeah.
Go buy that.
Yeah.
And when the phone rings, eat that meal and finish it. And then from there, all right.
I'm a billionaire.
Yes. Young child. Yeah. But you had that moment to yourself. So I try by all means to do that. I take myself to a spa, even for an hour, to get that massage. I do my nails every week without fail.
Every week?
No, every week.
I do my nails every week.
And I must support Lennis. I do 350 rand sometimes.
I do for you?
Maybe.
Tell me, do you ever feel guilty about it, though?
Never.
Okay.
Never. I don't feel guilty. I don't. I started going to feel guilty in the beginning. When I'm like,
So the
rare... Because it doesn't motivate me. If I feel guilty, I'm not motivated anymore.
The rare times where I have done something really nice for myself, if it costs a certain amount, I start saying, maybe I could have done this for Khanya. So I have a tad bit of that. I mean, I'm not killing myself. I get over it very quickly. But I'm like, where's he actually? Who needed her? 1, 2, 3. I should have done that. So, yeah, I mean, sucks to be us.
So there you go. Drive moment on Drive 959. Breadwinners, what do you do to take care of yourself? And do you ever feel guilty doing so? Dumelang.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
One thing I hate about me is being a giver. I hate it with a passion. And somebody said to me, it won't suit me. It won't suit me if even in Tizem. I give so much that I even end up forgetting myself. This breadwinner thing, it's not good, man. It's not good vibes, man.
I've been a breadwinner since at the age of 20 with a stipend of 3.5 until now. I'm 31. I'm working a good job. So whatever that I've been doing since then, I'm doing it even now. But God has blessed me. I'm doing even more. I just bought my mom a house. My son is going to a good school. Wow. So blessings are still coming because I prioritize my family before my needs. So I try to spoil myself, but you know the guilt. You know you want a certain item with all your heart, or you've been eyeing it, and when it's time for you to buy it for yourself, you're like, medication, you know.
Mina, my remedy for taking care of myself, rather. Mina, I'm sorry, and I'm really not encouraging anybody out there, but I buy myself that expensive bottle of whiskey or whatever it may be, so that I feel good about, because there is a Sindelo Makhlot man. And I'm not really encouraging anyone out there to go buy alcohol or, you know, different strokes for different folks. We all want to feel good about ourselves and reward ourselves. So that's what I do, man.
You know, there was something that was said by the actor Uchet Novuga, Guizoizo.
Okay.
He said, sometimes breadwinners take it as they're the chosen ones. And when they the way you shape black text. But yeah, this black text, there's nothing like that. Sometimes I'm actually going to pick up winners. And they put you in a position to be the one to be the breadwinner.
Yeah. Yeah.
So don't ever feel proud or. No. Maybe you are the chosen one. To
just
do things for everyone.
Yeah.
So embrace the role. Have fun with it. Most of all, don't forget to take care of yourself, Joe.
Do you know, as the voice notes are streaming in, something hits me. Like, I think women and men give differently. I think because of women, maybe, and I'm talking about women that do have maternal instincts and they are nurturers at heart. I think those are the ones that are most likely to forget themselves. But they are, men are wired differently than women. Men know how to put themselves first. It doesn't mean that they don't take care of business. Of course they do. But they are wired to take care of themselves, because a lot of people, even when we have, you know, conversations, you hear, Nike top. The women in that group would be the ones that are saying, Esh, I don't even know when was the last time I bought myself a new dress. I don't know why. We forget ourselves, and the men are most likely to say not.
So, which kind of reminds me of a point in my life when I think it was only my mother who was working.
Yeah.
Right? And we had like everything. Yes, Oscom. We had everything that we needed, but she had absolutely nothing.
Yeah. That sounds
so. That's a good. That's a. You're raising a very good point.
It's
true.
Or maybe I was caught. Maybe what is important to the lady or the woman in this house is us. You come back this groceries.
So much so that we even taught people to do that. So when it's your birthday as the woman of the house, you are bought a utensil to use at the house. When it's Mother's Day, you bought a utensil to use at the house. We've even taught people that, get me things that will aid me in my motherhood, that will aid me in my womanness or femininity in this household. It's so weird.
So weird.
It's all.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
I spoil myself Russian and chips. It's my comfort meal, and I just buy that, and I feel like it soothes me.
Yabona mina, guys, I won't lie. Mangiqeda ukuhola, ngithenga igogo kuqala. Igogo, amakepisi, ngithenga lezo kuqala, because ngiyazithanda nengiyazincane. I'd like to thank Steve Gompela, ukayisho le nto athi mfethu. Noma ungasibhayela into encane, mara bhaya into oyithanda. Uwazi ukuthi after that, hayi, inhliziyo iba imotivated. Then uma ngiceda ukuzithenga ngiba motivated blind, then bese ngena ni, ngena ama-bills, abo twi, ngena lapho, mara you know what, I buy hats, become very happy, bafethu, jovicho.
There's a pair of sneakers you want and your budget is tight. Forget the budget. Look after your emotions. Go buy that pair of shoes. It gives you positive energy because the world is up against you. Nobody's going to look after you. You got to look after yourself. And nobody's going to give you a big gift of positivity, but a series of events that are positive, even a meal. Go prepare the best meal you enjoy.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Kumuso and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.